Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Ayin Dalet, and we are in the seventh parak of Maseches Brachas. We're continuing the discussion of who could be part of a Zimun. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Elman family, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya, Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley, Basriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas Reb Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem, HaShalom. So we had the Mishnah yesterday that spoke about Ketanim, Avadim, and Nashim. Right, those three taking part in a Zimun, and we spoke about the Bavli talks about that they're not supposed to be with a Zimun with others, right? That's the Avadim and Nashim and men. They shouldn't take part in a Zimun together. But what about separately? But still, the Gemara continues. But today's daf is all about, the first half is about, what about Ketanim? What about Ketanim? So we already had the 2 days in the Charedim yesterday on the Mishnah. What Ketanim are we talking about in the Mishnah? That Ein Mezamnim Aleihem, right? The Ketanim, he quoted that maybe it means only Ketanim that are very young, that don't know Lumim of Archin. But once the Ketanim gets old enough, so then you can be Mitzarif him. And then others say no, that the even a Ketan that knows and is Yodea, Lamisha Mavarach, they are excluded. Only a 13-year-old who, Lohevish De Cyrus, so that is already what's called a Katan Pareach, and he's the one that might be included. But less than that, a Mazanim Alav, even if he knows. So we had those deos yesterday. Then we had what happens, are you allowed to be Mitzarif them? Maybe only one and not two. That is what we gave shot in the Brisa and the Mishnah. So the Gemara says now, the second to last line, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, Tisha Nirin Ka'asara, we take out the next word, Mizamnim. Nine that look like 10, Mizamnim. Meaning if it looks like a group of 10, then you could already be Mizamin and say the word Elokeinu, as we're going to have in the Mishnayis later on. Right, what does that mean, Nirin Ka'asara? So if you look in the Haridim quotes from the Gemara in the Talmud Bavli, that it depends which is better, when they're very close together or when they're spread out. When does it look more like 10? Right, the Gemara thinks at this point, this means if you have 9. If you have 9, 9 is already good enough to say Elokeinu. But when is it? Is the Amri ki michnefi? Some say when they are closer together, then it kind of looks like 10. To be tok shein biyachad, ein adam mavchin bahem kolkach. V'nirin lo ka'asara. Because they're all together, so people don't focus so much, and it looks like 10. V'ist amri ki mivdari. And some say, no, when they're scattered. V'nirin tfei merubin. Right, so it's, as long as it looks like 10, so we think that Rav Yossi is saying, you really only need 9 people. You need 9 people for to say Elokeinu, but if it's as long as it's nirin ka'asara, if it's clearly only 9, that's not good, which is an unusual type of requirement. So what do you need 10 for? You need 10 Jews, you don't need 10 Jews. You need the Shechina with the 10 Jews? No, you don't need that. So what do you need? A very unusual Havamina. Like, just because it looks like it, so it's like good, it's opposite of Mara Zion. It looks like 10, so that's good enough. Okay, interesting. But the Gemara says, now the Gemara asks, Misuyamin, right? And the Brisa, the Charedim adds in, Ma in Inun Misuyamin. And he explains, v'chi ba'avur shenirin asar nechshov shehem asar shleimin, right? Should we assume that? Like, what was the havamina? Says the Charedim, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, afilu katan meinem, but it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean there's 9. It means that there's 9 plus a katan. So that's what it means, nir'eh ka'asara. It's almost like 10, but it's not exactly like 10. Charedim. Klomer. El al karcha pirish tisha nirin kasara hainu tisha ve'echad katan b'neihem. That's what it means. Sahara yesh asara gufim. V'af ki echad katan. There are 10 bodies. Nivla b'na tisha gedolam umashlam. So there are 10 bodies here, and there are 10 Jews, and even though one of them is younger, so then one can use them. Interesting to think about by a katan. Let's say a katan is, and we ask this question often, let's say, a similar question, and we might not have the same answer. By a woman and a Zman Grama. Is it that she's chayiv in all mitzvos, and then there's a patur of a Zman Grama? There's a poter, separate reason, right? Or no, she was never mechuyiv. She was never mechuyiv in those mitzvos. Right? How do we look at it? What about an Eved Kenani? Same question, right? Is it that there's a poter, an Eved Kenani is chayav in mitzvahs, and then there's a power of poter, or that an Eved Kenani is never chayav in the mitzvahs? And one might be machalik between the two. Nafkamina, there are some Balei Tosfos that say, a woman can make a bracha on his man grama, but not an Eved Kenani. Why? Because a woman has full kedushas Yisrael, and therefore she's chayav in mitzvahs, and there's a poter. While Eved Kenani, his kedusha might be, limited. So when we talk about a katan is a labardas. Labardas, maybe there are different makoros about why 13 is the age, is Alach Moshe Misinai, is it learned that from Shimon Velevi, right? They're called men when they are 13. So a katan also, is that a katan is not mechuyev at all, or generally a katan when the katan is 12 years old, even if he's very smart and he's very, you know, the Vilna Gaon at, knew Shas at Poskim and, was giving Shiurim when he was, 8 years old, right? So why would he be punter for mitzvahs? Is it that he was never chayev, or that he's, if he would be a bardas, he should be, but there's a poter, of katnus. So here, the katan is included. Because included, it's near in Ka'asara, so that might impact about how we look at Ketana. That a Ketana is included according to this day. You can already say Elokeinu. Rev Rechya Amar, Rev Yaakov, Barzavdi, Boy Kumi, Rev Yossi. He asked the following question. Again, the Haredim takes out the next line of Kamed, the Tamer, Taman. Katan oso snifla sara. When we say a katan, you could add on and make him the 10th person. Amar afacha osen oso snifla shlosha. So can we also make him the 3rd for zimun? Right? Shall we say that that also can count? After all, ma tamon shemaskir and as Hashem oso snif. If where we're going to say shem Hashem, we allow him to take part. Namer oaf. Right, the Charedim adds in a couple of words. Namer of Khan Shain Maskir Nath Hashem Lokal Shekain. Right, so shouldn't it be that, you know, Lokal Shekain, we would say that the Katan would be able to be Mitzaref, right? We assume at this point that 10 is a higher standard. In order to say Shem Hashem is a higher standard, and therefore, if we allow him there, then surely we should allow him just as the 3. So Amar Leh answers the Gemara, ha, eino kol shekein. No, you don't say that, that kal v'chomer doesn't work. Why? Taman al yedei shehein omrim es Hashem osan oso snif. No, only over there where you say shem Hashem, that's where he's allowed to add and he's allowed to be mitzaref. V'kan she'ein karen es Hashem ein osan oso snif. But here where you don't say shem Hashem, then he can't. So what does that mean? So we just said the kal v'chomer, and then we said no, the kal v'chomer is not true. So various different pshatim that are given. If you look in the Sefer Charedim here says that no, when you have 9 plus 1, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is Mashlem Leminyan. The Hashem Atzmo Mitztarif Imahem. Where do you have that? We're familiar with this from Arashi, back in Sefer Bereishis. Kidda'ashkecham b'shvatim. Kishemachres Yosef, when they sold Yosef at Tzadik, Amru Nachrim Beinenu. Let us make a cherem. Let's put a curse on anyone who reveals to Yaakov. You know, what happened? She'ein echad magid adavar liYaakov. And how many were they? Yosef wasn't there. And Binyamin wasn't there. And Reuven wasn't there. So there were 9. Amr lahem Yehuda, hari ein kan Reuven, ve'ein hacherim iskayim betisha. You need 10. Ma'asu shitfo laHakadosh Baruch Hu imahem. They brought Hashem into the cherim, whatever that means. VeHakadosh Baruch Hu lo higid liYaakov achi tiru acherim b'Mitzrayim. And Hashem didn't reveal himself to Yaakov either until Mitzrayim v'higidu lo, as it says, he quotes from Pirkei to Rabbi Eliezer. Ela she'ein koa p'chol asara k'shvatim, but generally, besides the, Shvatim, others don't have such power. Rak besad snifus, katan, shchina, isa, venishlam, haminyan. So once you have a katan there, so that's why it's, when you have 9 plus 1, it's easier. It's easier because, you know, it's kind of like, you keep Zakarish Baruch Hu to be mashlam the minion. That's number one. The Pnei Moshe, here says, no, a different shot. He says, when, it's kind of opposite. When you, I'm going to say Shem Hashem, that's like a Tzorah Gadol. That's like a Shas Atzchak. So, we'll allow the Katan in that case, because you really want to allow it. Right? The Adda says Pnei Moshe. The other Rabba, Ifcha Mistavra, Dahasam al Yedei Shein Rotsen Lahaskir as Hashem. Since we want to say Shem Hashem there, He Tirul An Adi Atchak Litzarif La Katan. There we would allow the Katan. Kedeshi Yaskiru as Hashem. To allow it, Shasat Chak, we would allow it. But otherwise, if we don't have such a Shasat Chak, then we wouldn't allow it. Interesting idea. When we say you could use something Shasat Chak, the Gemara says in the first parak of Brachas in the Bavli, Kedai Reb Shimon Lusmoch Alav B'Shasat Chak. That type of principle. So the Ramah in the Ramah is a sefer on Yoredei issues called the Taras Chatas. It's quoted many times in by the Poskim. There are a couple of Taras Chatases, but if you look at the Taras Chatas of the Ramah. So he quotes in the Hakdama that the concept of Kedai Reb Shimon Lisbach Olav B'Shat Al-Chak really means we paskin like that daya. We paskin like that daya. But Lechadchila will go by the Machmer Shita. Lechadchila will go by the Machmer Shita and the other Shita to give kavod or to try to be choshes L'Shtei Adeos. But Meikra do we paskin like the other Shita. So B'Shat Al-Chak we go by Iker Adin. Right? If we wouldn't, you never say Kedai B'Shama Lisbach Olav B'Shat Al-Chak. Right, we'll never say that because Beishamai Bakam Beisilei the Mishnah. Right, that's not even a Shasal Chak Shita. You never pass like Beishamai in general. But that's the concept of relying. So here it seems like, according to this pshat, right, the Pnei Moshe really make credit you can be Besari for Katan, but we'll only really allow it when there's a Tzara Gadol, and that is when we want to say shame. When we want to say shame Hashem. If you look in the Rosh Sirlio, a third pshat, he says the Iker Zimun is three. And you already have that when you have nine. You already have an Iker Zimun. So you're adding on the word Elokeinu. Okay, so a katan is good enough. But to create the basic Zimun in the first place, to allow a katan, that you can't do. That's the pshat of the Gemara. Right, if you want to just say Shem Hashem, you can have him as a sniff, because you already have the Iker Zimun. Says the Rasir Leo, Klomar, Tisha Shiisham Shalosh Chaburos, Sheru'uyin Lezimun, Belo Katan, Veitzrichon Lekata Kiyim Laskaraz Hashem, Lefichach Osen Oso Sif Lasar. That's why you're allowed to have him. You already have the basic idea. It's kind of similar to what we said. Right, 10 is less of its Tzarech. Three, you need three bona fide individuals that are mitzarif. Once you have 10, you know, even 10 gufim is enough. If you look in the Rishimish Shiurim of our Salvechik, here on Maseches Brachos, in the Bavli, so he quotes, Venira. He says, Venira. He says, the Begemara Hanal Mevur, the Yisod Halacha, and the In Davar Shebikdusha, Pachos Measara, the idea of a Davar Shebikdusha requiring 10, Eina Halacha, the Tzorach Dafka Shir Umispar, Shel Asara Nashim, Anashim. It's not that, you know, that the Gemara there talks about a katan in a crib, whether he can be mitzarif, right? But he says, it's not a din in men. El Iker Halacha, the Beinan Chalos Shem Eda. You need an Eda. What's an Eda? You learn out from Toch, from the Gzeirah Shava. The Devar Shebekdusha requires an Eda. Lefize Yesh Lomar, Da Alacha She'osin Katan Snif La'asara, Ein Zedin She'mitzarfen Es HaKatan L'minyan Asara, V'nechshav L'minyan Shel Asara Gavri. It's not that the Katan count for a minion and it's 10 men. The Katan's not a man, right? And never in any area of Halacha. But the Katan could bring the Shechina. A Katan can be mitzarev to establish a group called Eda. Right, and that, as a mashal, again, for persume nisa, we might be able to include women for the 10, right, for a mikra megillah. Persume nisa, suppose, can say, rather than nafkamina, do you say the bracha of haraves rivenu, I think, after the megillah. You only say that when you have a tzibur. But that type of tzibur might not be minyan, right, and that's here too. You need an eda. Ela dekata nasa snif, hainu debetisha gedola, vekata necha tzagi lechobahu chalos shem eda. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. That it's about Eda. He says, the halacha that we paskin this way, the Rambam paskin, based on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Davar Shebekdusha and you started off with 10, V'kol Davar Shebekdusha lo yeh labatocha Eda b'Yisrael, Shenemar v'nikdashti b'sopon e'Yisrael, V'kol elu advarim im hischilu b'en asara, V'holchu miksasan, Avo b'sh'inan rashoin, Yigmu hashar. Right, how do we paskin that way? You're in the middle of Chazar Sashatz and two of the guy people leave. You have 8 people left. Guess what? You finish Chazar Sashatz and you even say Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards. Right, you don't say Kaddish Yasso, but you say Kaddish Tiskabel. Mavur Lahedya. Right, what does that mean? There's a Chalos Shem Eda. Once there's a Chalos Shem Eda, so then one might be able to continue Midin Ruba Kakulo and once the Eda is there. It's not a din of having a minion. Having a minion, because even if you don't have a minion, you're able to continue. So those are three different pshatim to what this line is, why a katan could combine to the 10, but not to the 3. Okay. That's the Rav Soloveitchik said that in the Rishi Mashira. Continue. Tani, katan, the sefer Torah, osan oso sniff. A new idea. A katan and a sefer Torah. What does that mean? A katan and a sefer Torah, right? We think that means, right, the charedim biyado. Right? A katan holding a sefer Torah, that somehow combines. Right, the Sefer Torah is mashlim, the chisaron of the katan. Unusual. Amar Rabbi Yudin, keini masnisa. No, this is what it means to say. Katan lis Sefer Torah. Osan oso sniff. A katan for Sefer Torah. Not that a katan holding a Sefer Torah makes a difference. But a katan for Torah, you could add on. What does that mean? So most mefarshim say that means that a katan could count for one of the seven kruim. A katan, you can't count for a minion, but once you have a minion, a katan can get an aliyah. That's what katan lisei for Torah. That's what the Charedim says. Pirusha, the katan ole leminyan shiva. The katan can count for minyan shiva, and that is what the Mara Fulda also says, that he could count leinyan shiva kruim. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he seems to have a different shot. Katan lisei for Torah, lekriyas haTorah, deboya sara, osen as a katan sniff. Right, for sefer for a kriyas haTorah, which means minyan, he could count. Sounds like he could count for the minyan. De ein lafarsho kiditznan, the sefer Torah mi gavrahu. Maybe he's saying that you have a different standard for minyanim for different dvarim shebekdusha. Right, that's what it sounds like. Unless he doesn't mean it, but unless I'm reading it wrong. But katan lasefer Torah la kriyas haTorah de boy asara osin esakatan sif. Sounds like he's talking about the minyan, which would be parallel to what is in the Gemara. Do we ever have such a thing in halacha? The Tosfos and the Rush all have big discussions here in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches and Mem Zayin and Mem Beis, Mem Ches and Mem Aleph, whether this is ever true, whether we would be mitzaref. Would it be mitzaref, a katan holding a Torah or something like that? If you look in the Tosfos, Mem Ches and Mem Aleph, the Yesh mitzarefin katan l'tfila rakshi hechumish biyado. The old chumish. Right, there are those, Shas Atchak, in the days of old, I know stories of Gedolim who gave a katan a chumish, and that was, they were mitzarev to the minyan of 10. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Yomar Rabbeinu Tam, the minak shtusu. So minak shtus, like the Gemara says there in Brachas, atu aron gavrahu, hachanami, atu chumish gavrahu, is an aron a person, to lochazina b'shum duch, to the mahani al ba'uvda de ibra shana, kishaolin ba'aliyah, looking pirkei der malazar, but this is a discussion. This is a discussion. He says if a katan works, he should work without a chumash. And if a chumash works, you shouldn't make a difference. Okay, so that's the at least a discussion that we've shown him about this idea. Maybe we'll read in the Shulchan Aruch what comes up. Let's continue though. Meimas I osan oso sniff. So when do we make a katan? At what age do we allow a katan to be part of the zimun? Whether it's the, as we said before, for the 10, Rabbi Avina Amar is Pal Gun Rav Chuna Rav Yudas Ravei Mishmeim Bishmuel Mishmuel Chan Amar Kadeshi Yehudea Tivracha. When he understands the bracha that he's saying, which is a little higher level, as we'll see from the other opinion. Vacharana Amar Sheya Yudea Lemihu Mavarech. He knows about Hashem. Doesn't really have to know about what he's saying, but he has to know about Hashem, right? Different deos of the minimum age. Amar Rav Nasa, kama zimnim achlis and Reb Tachlifa Abba. Many times I ate with Reb Tachlifa, my father, v'im aninaya bar sisi chabibi, and with this person, my uncle, ozamnim alaya sheveitish de Cyrus. And they didn't use any ketanim. They didn't go for any of this, right? They waited until I was old enough, until I was a gadol. So it seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara, whether ketanim are allowed at all. If you look in the Beis Yosef and look in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Sadi Tes. Kuf Sadi Tes. Who is allowed to count for a minion? So we have the whole simon about this is the Shamish, Bizman Azeh, we're Mizami with an Amma Aretz Gamor, not with a Goy. Right, what about an onain? Right, all the different people that are involved. So Sifyud, Katan Shehigia La Onas HaPeutos, a katan that reaches Onas HaPeutos, which the Magen Avraham says means 9 or 10 years old. Viodea Lami Mavarchin, Mizana Malavu Mitztaref, Bein Lashlosha, Bein Laasara. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like that opinion that a katan can be mitztaref for 3, for 10. Some even say the Mishnah Berurah quotes maybe even younger than 9 or 10, maybe as well, maybe 6 years old if he's a charif and yodea lemi mevarchim. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim dein mitzarfen oso klal achihe ben shloshes reshana. We do not rely on Ashkenazi custom as not to include ketanim in the zimun. To us, only when they're 13, machzikin on leila gadol, shevi shei Cyrus. We mentioned that yesterday, right? We're machzik. We assume. V'cheinogin ve'en l'shanos. Right? We don't change that. That is what we do. And then he says, "V'kalei lo adeis." The Mishnah Berurah says, "Who rakli needs sirf shiya mitzarif l'shoshav la'asara avol shiya hu ha'mezamein." He gave me a katan, gave me mitztarif, but for him to be the mezamein, v'yosi achirim beberchas amazon l'kuli amein emotzi achi ben yugibol shanav yom echad v'yadu ashevi sheisayrus to be motzi others in the actual benching in the days of old when one person benched. So that you for sure need a 13-year-old. Zimun, as we said, is Durabanan, and therefore we would just rely on that for Zimun, but not for being Motzi, the Tzibur. Okay. Mizanam Akazayas. Shmuel Barshelas Ba'i Kumi Rav. V'ista Amrin Ba'an Kumi Rabbi Shmuel Barshelas. Tisha Pas Ve'echad Yarak. What if 9 people ate bread and 1 person ate some vegetables? Could they say Elokeinu? Amar Lo Mizamnim. Sure, they can. Shmona Pas Ve'shtayim Yarak. Amar Lo Mizamnim. Shiva Pas Ve'shlosha Yarak. Amar Lo Mizamnim. Yes. 9, 8, 7. If you look in the Gra adds in one more line. Shisha v'pas v'arba yerek amale mizamnim. Right, so the Gra adds in, so we got down to 6. Got down to 6. The Charedim adds in the background to the next line. Right, that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was from Bavel, and Rav Zera was there, and after a time, Rav Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael. And when he told Rav Avina all of these questions and answers, Rav Avina asked him, did you ask him the next question? What's the next question? Rabbi Avina, boy, mechzel mechzema, what if it's 5 and 5? What if 5 people ate bread and 5 people ate vegetables? You don't even have any rove, right? So what's the halacha there? Amir Zira, ad ana taman atzrachisli. You know, while I was there, that bothered me, that question. It was bothering me. Mitzrele mina, minei, we changed the girsa, lo she'ilte. I was just a little nervous. I asked him so many questions. So I was law baisham lamed, I violated that. Right? That I was too meek to ask that question, and therefore I never asked the question about whether it goes down to 5 and 5. What do we paskin? So the Bavli in Daf Mem Ches says you only go down to 7. You only go down to 7. What's called not a row, but a ruba de minkar. Ruba de minkar, and that is what we paskin. In Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Kuf Tzadi Zayin. In order to say Elokeinu, you need 7 that ate bread. 7 that ate bread. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tisha shachu daga ve'echad achu k'zayiz yarak mitzarf and laskar Hashem. Afila lo tibel imam ela betzir. V'ol shasal imam ela kos echad. V'chulu. We'll get to that. Right? 6 people, that's not enough that ate bread. But 7 that ate bread, that is okay. That's unlike tefillah. By tefillah, you need 6 that didn't daven yet. 6 that didn't daven yet in order to have, to make a minyan. But for benching with Elokeinu, one needs a ruba de minkar based on, and that's called 7. Even though we said before that maybe 9 looks like 10, but, 6 and 7 are different. So, but the Yerushalmi here ends off with a question about that. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Oso Shachal Yerak, Maoshi Yavarech. Could the one who ate the vegetable, could he be the Mizamin? Right? Could he be Motzi, those that ate bread? Right? Mara Fulda. Look at the Mara Fulda. V'yotzi Yasachir M'shachlu Pas. Right? Is that possible? That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. So now the Gemara says, Michlafa Shitasi de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shita is not consistent, because we're about to quote a whole long story, and at the end of the story, we're going to see that Rabbi Yirmiyah was clear about what the answer to the question is. Right? That, whether the one who ate vegetables can, be motzi the one who ate bread. But, we'll have to get there. Right? Michlafa Shita de Rabbi Yirmiyah, it is going to be a question. Look at the same Moshe on top. Here, Rabbi Yirmiyah just asked the question. We'll see that he's going to say from this story, that commenting on the story, it's going to be clear that he holds you're allowed to. See, here we go. I haven't had a gata in a little while. Tani, shalosh meos nazirin, alu b'meishim b'meshetach, 300 poor Nazirs during the days of Shemesh that came up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they needed karbanos. They were very poor. And each Nazir needs 3 karbanos, right? A chatas, an ol, and a shlamim, right? 300 Nazir, and that means 900 karbanos are needed. That's a lot of animals, and they didn't have any money. So what did he do? Me'ach ha'misha matzlan Pesach. Half of them he found a Pesach, right? And therefore he got them to undo their Naziris. He found them a Pesach to undo their Naziris. So we have 150 left. Me'vachamishim lomatzal and Pesach. So we have to find karbanos for 150. Also, Gabe Yanai Malka, he sent a message to Yanai, right? Who was the king? Who was the Kohen Gadol? Who, if you remember, also happened to be his brother-in-law, right? Shimon Shetach's sister married Yanai. Amale is hacha tlas mea nazirin. Right? I have 300 nazirin here. Bant shamea karbonin. I need 900 karbonos because I have 300 nazirin here. Ella yoiv at palgam indi dachvi. Not palgam indi di. Could you help me out here? Could you please take care of half of these? Right? You send me 450 animals and I'll take care of the other 450 animals. Shalach le'arba mea v'chamshin. So fine. Yanai agreed. He sent them 450 animals. And what happened? Right, the other 450, remember, wasn't needed. Shomer Shetach was matir their neder through a Pesach. So Azal Lishna Bisha. So somebody said Lashon Hara. Umar le lo yoav min didei klum. Somebody went and told Yanai that Shimon ben Shetach was a cheat. He was a liar. Right, he didn't send any. He didn't send any to, right, he just got all of them from you. Shama Yanai Malka Vikas. And he was very upset. Doch al Shimon ben Shetach v'arach. Shimon ben Shetach heard about it and ran right after Yanai killed all the other rabbis. So even though he was family, he was nervous. So he ran away. Let's finish the story and then we'll make some comments. Basar Yomin Salkum ben Nash. Ravavin ben Malkasa de Paras Gabayane Malka. A little time later, Persian governmental officials came to visit Yanai. Mindiyasin Achlin, while they were eating, Amrinle, they said, the Hiran Anan, we remember, Tahavi Ishacha Chad Gvarsav, there was an elderly man, Tahavi Amar Kumin, Milan de Chachma, used to say wisdom in front of us. He used to say great thing. Where is that man? Tani Lone Uvda. So, Yanai told him the story that happened, that he ran him out of town. Amrinle, Shalach Vaisise, we don't care, bring him here. Bring him here, figure out a way to bring him back. Shalach Vyavle Mila. So, Yanai sent the message and he sent him a simon. Sent him a simin, read a mila, that he wouldn't hurt him somehow. Right, the Pnei Moshe says, Nasan lo eze davar le simin, lavticho shel yasi ma'ra. Sent him a simin, va'asav yasavle ben malka le malkasa. And he came and he sat right between the king and the queen. Sat right in the middle, in the seat. Amarle, lo maflayas bi, says the Yanai to him, why'd you mess me up? Right, why'd you joke around with me. You said you needed half, and I gave all of them. Amar le lof leisbecha. I didn't. I said, at mi mamoncha v'ana min oraisi. We each took care of it. You from your money and me from my wisdom and from my Torah. Dichsiv ki bitzela chachma bitzela kesef. So I got rid of 150 with a Pesach, and you got rid of 150 with your money. Right? What's the problem? So amar le v'lam arakta. So why'd you run away? Why'd you run away then? Amar le, Shamis Demari Kosal, I heard that you were upset at me, Ubos Makaima Adin Karya, and I wanted to fulfill the pasuk, Chavi Kimad Rega Diavar Zam. Right, you were angry. I don't want to stick around while you were angry, so that's why I didn't say anything. Vakari Lave, so Yanai said about him the end of that pasuk, Vyitron Dasa Chachma Techaya Baleha. I guess wisdom keeps you alive, so that was a good idea that you ran away. Stop for a moment, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us this in the fourth parak, Mishnah Yudches, right? The Mishnah says, Al Taratza is Chavercha Bishas Kaso. Right? Don't try to appease your friend and make up with him when he's angry. Right? When he's angry, let them be. Let him be. Let him calm. Rabbeinu Yonah says, often, you know, when we try to be Meratza Bishas Kaso, we just make them more Bikas. Right, and it makes things worse. The Medrash Shmuel, Kilozu Bilvacha Maratza Bishaskaso Masik Totsa Hafucha. Ella, not only that, but you're violating Lifna Iver. Lifna Iver, you're egging them on. And you know, Lifna Iver to get somebody angry. Hakois over al Isser Kas, the Hala Binisayon Loratsoso, Higres Kaso, Vichilo Bavon Chamur, Komin again him Sholtenbo. Right, and somebody who's angry is like a blind man. And b'shas kasa adam in a mafkin b'tov l'ra. And therefore, one has to make sure that one uses their head in terms of alteratze b'shas kasa. And that's what happened here. That's what Shimon ben Shetach did. He ran away. Amar lei v'lama yasus b'malko l'malkasa. He said, okay, so why do you sit down between me and my wife? What do you take this seat for? Amar lei b'safra de ben sira k'siv. Ah, it says in Ben Sira, one of the apocryphal books. Right, this is quoted sometimes in the Bavli too. Right, one of the books that were left out. Ben Sira Kasev, Sal Saleha, Usaroma Mecca, Uve Negidim Toshiveka. Right, what is it? Be Negidim, between the kings, Toshiveka. Right, I will, place you down. Right, so like the Torah will lift you up and place you between those that are royal. So I sat down between those that are royal. Amar, Havelekisa Deliverach. So, fine. He said some wisdom. And then Yanai says, you know, no, bring a cup. Shimon, you're gonna bench for us. Nasav Kasova Amar, this part of it is in the Bavli too. He takes a kos, right? Sarcasm in the Talmud, right here. Right? What happens? He takes a kos and says, Nevarech alamazon sha'achal Yanai v'chaverav. He benches and says, Nevarech, that you ate. Amrele atku anat b'kash yusech. Yana says, what are you still making fun of me? You're seeing being difficult? Amrele, my number. What should I say? Ala mazon shalo achanu. Right, I should say the muzzle that we did. You didn't give me food, and you want me to bench. I know what your problem is. Amr havalon deleichal. Okay, fine. Give him some food. Give him some food so he can bench for us. Yavule, they gave him food. Va'achal, and he ate some. It seems clear that he did not eat bread here. Right, maybe he didn't go wash the tzilos yadayim. Maybe he doesn't say exactly what they ate, so you know it wasn't something so chashuv. Umar, and then he said, nevarachal amazon shachalnu. So that's the whole story is brought here to show that Yanai ate vegetables and then was motzi the rest of the tzibur in benching who had bread. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chokin al Shimon ben Shetach. Rabbi Yochanan says that we are cholek al Shimon ben Shetach. What was the chaluka on? Rabbi Yirmiya Amar al Harishona. On the first point. Right, there's another girsa, Rabbi Avo of the Charedim, but Rabbi Yirmiya says, and that's the one we're interested in, on the Rishona, on the first point. That was the first point that he did a Pesach for the Nazirus, because the Mishnah says in Nazir that Nazirus and Chutzlaris doesn't count. So, that you can't do a Pesach bring their Karbanis. You can't bring their Karbanis yet, they didn't finish their Nazirus, and he brought their Karbanis. So they argue that the Naziris in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. That's what they argued on. Rab Abba Amar Alashnir. Rab Abba said, no, the rabbis argued on the second part of the story, that he benched eating Yarak for Motzi. But what do you see? Rab Yirmiya, who was the original person at the beginning of the story, wasn't worried about the second issue, only about the first issue. Mashba, from the second issue, he was okay with. That if you ate vegetables, you could be Motzi, the person who ate the bread. So now we're back to the question. So, Michla Fashitase, Rabbi Yirmiya Hasam Srichale. Earlier, Rabbi Yirmiya on the bottom of Amud Aleph, he had a tzarachian about this issue. Vakop Shitale, and here he found the answer. So we're not going to do the answer now. That's the question. We'll have to figure out how Rabbi Yirmiya answers. But just one ha'ara. First of all, Nazir, we could talk a lot about, but just one, if you look in the Agadas Eliyahu in the back, the Agadas Eliyahu, so he quotes, one of the Akhari, Rabbi Eliyahu Me'izmir. He asked many questions on the story. He says, why did Shimon ben Shetach have to do this to the king? Why did he lie to him? Why didn't he just say, take half? Why was he bedafka? He could have put a half of it, and he could have, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, we know from other sources, was a rich guy, was a rich man. Right? So he was the brother-in-law of the king. Right? So maybe he could just get 10 big donors to go and send animals. Why dafka Yanai? So says the Agadas Eliyahu, since Yanai HaMelech had killed all the rabbis, Al Shalo Hinichol Lito Kesakuno, because they didn't want him to be the Kohen Gadol. He can't be the king and the Kohen Gadol. So he was trying to get him to do tshuva. Right, the Gemara said at the beginning of Bava Basra, heard this, said, how can I do tshuva? They told him to build a base of Mikdash. Said, how could you do tshuva? Right, for being the Kohen Gadol, killing. Well, a Nazir is also called a Nazir. So if you take care of Nazirim, he says, maybe that could help you. Dvarim shel mitzvah, shayachim l'tikuno, kadei levi le'kapara. So Yanai, right, didn't ask, and he goes through. B'nazir gamken, kakohen gadol, ki yasei shi'ite mishalo, kolik harmanas hatzrichon lem, yechabra masha kasev, b'nazir nezir, amasha razzali os kohen gadol, de nezir kasev bo. And that's why he put all the hotzos on Yanai. And why did he run away? Right, because he goes through every little detail also. And you learn from this story, it goes like 10 things you learn from this story. It says Lamadnu that a adam lasos ba'arma kadei she'chaveru yizkeh lasos staka. You're allowed to trick a little bit in order to get your friend to do tshuva. And you also learn that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be nana from his Chachma. He says, I used my Chachma to get a Pesach. And you also learn the power of the Lashon Hara. Right, that this person said Lashon Hara about Shimon ben Shetach. And you also learn that a person shouldn't ever stop himself from talking, interesting this one, productively. Even if you can't talk Torah, talk Divrei Chachma. Right, and that's what you see from Yanai. He spoke Divrei Chachma when he got to the table. And a couple of others. And when it's dangerous, run away. So, quote many different limudim from this story, from the Agadas Eliyahu. Okay, we'll stop here.